Whitney.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's up, girl?
Not much, love. It's too early in the morning for this.
No, it ain't no too early in the morning for you. You know you got a daughter. You know how to get up early in the morning.
No, she went to see her friends. It's my weekend to sleep.
This is your... Whit, how you been, Ma?
I've been good, baby. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I can't complain. It's been a while, man.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. As soon as you get an opportunity, you know, I always wanted to... have you in the studio and sit down and talk to you, but congratulations on your number one album, too.
Thank you, my darling. I appreciate that. Y'all helped me out a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you know we got your back. Your first single, I Look to You, was written by R. Kelly. Is it true that R. Kelly had that song for you for 10 years?
10 years.
Had you heard it before, or was the reason why you didn't record it before then?
I had not heard it. You know, when the shit came at Allison, when Clive left and L.A. came into the seat, L.A. had the song, but L.A. never played it for me. I don't understand the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
But as it all turned around, when Clive came back, I went back with Clive. Clive got all the songs that were there at Allison that were his, that he held there. And this particular song... R. Kelly had been waiting to work with me for some time, but nobody's ever told me that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been wanting to work with me for about a good 8, 9, 10 years, and finally we get around to it, you know, to do the song. But I think, you know, everything has a time and place, and it was just perfect for this time.
Now, when you did your Lincoln Center presenting your album with Clive Davis Day, he mentioned R. Kelly. There was some kind of, like, a couple of people groaned in the audience. But, of course, they got a lot of applause on the song after they heard the song. Were you concerned about having R. Kelly on your album at all?
Nope. I sure don't. People need to mind their business and stick to judging themselves, dealing with their own household, deal with what's happening with their house instead of everybody else's. You know what I'm saying? That's what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? I had no problem whatsoever. The man is gifted. The man's got an anointing, and God gave him a gift. And that's what we dealt with. We weren't dealing with all that other madness.
You're just dealing with the song and with the talent behind the song.
That's it. And I'm talking about a talented, gifted young man. I'm talking about somebody who can stand in 5 minutes and write a whole song in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. And if anybody knows anything about Robert Kelly, then they know that he is capable of doing stuff like that.
Right. We're talking to Whitney Houston on the Ed Lover Show, y'all, on your Power 105.1.
My name is Marcia. And